forget whenever I know my father used to say when he'd hear them son of a guns cut loose, well, by golly, we're gonna get a rain now for long. Mm-hmm. He said they're hollering for rain. Tree frogs. We called them tree frogs. And they'd sit up in the trees. I don't know how they get up there, but they'd sit up in the trees.
That's a strange
man
thing.
Man, what a noise they would make. Hmm. Yeah.
What did you say you called the big one? Hmm? The big frog?
Oh, we called them bullfrogs. Yeah. That's the bullfrog family. They get real large. That was a monstrous bullfrog that I socked the gig in and made this terrible noise. Scream like a person.
Did you ever have oysters here shipped in or canned?
Oysters?
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness gracious, yes. My goodness. That's right.
Oyster stew suppers?
Yes, and that's right. And we never had, I don't think any of our merchants dealed or used or tried to sell any fresh oysters because they had no way to, like us out on the farm, they didn't have no way to take care of them, you know, properly. And because they have got to be, they've got to be refrigerated, you know, fresh oysters.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all of our oysters come in cans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
You were talking about your father and his fish bait and his seining. Did he ever get any of those old shrimp-like fish?
You mean the crawfish?
Uh-huh.
Crawfish or crawdaddies. We called them crawfish and we called them crawdaddies. That's right. Yes, indeed. They were good fish bait. Crawfish. You betcha.
And what did you call that fly, or the insect? Actually, it wasn't a fly. Some of them about that long, others bigger. That was blue or green, had two sets of wings, and lived around the water. Just dark like nobody's business.
Well, sir, I don't know. I don't know what the proper name is for them, but I called them a snake feeder.
Uh-huh.
That was a snake feeder. That's what we always called it. And I don't know where that name ever got started. And I don't know whether that's the name for them or not, but we called them snake feeders.
And were there turtles around in the?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Say so. There's plenty. There's too many turtles. Always was, and there's still too many. Yes. Yeah. Well, we had two species of them. We had the old hard shell, the old snapping turtle, and then we had the old soft. The big soft shell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're both edible. They're both good to eat.
Did you ever hear that called a cooter?
No. Can't say that I ever did.
I guess that's a southern term.
Yeah. I can't say that I ever heard him called that.
How about the turtle-like animal that lives on dry land?
Well, that's the terrapin. Yeah, he's strictly a dry land animal. He don't mess around in the water. And they say that I have now. I've seen people go to extra pains to try to run over one of those things on the highway, on the road, and I went to extra pains to miss them.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's just the difference. I've actually turned out of the track, just make my car climb out of the track to keep them running over one of them poor little fellers.
Mm-hmm.
They're so innocent. They just pull themselves back in that shell, and of course they think that they're all right. But, and then I've heard people condemn them and take on and rave about them being in their garden, how they destroy it. But they're doing far more benefit to your garden than they're destroying.
They eat insects, don't they?
Because because that's what they live on strictly, and insects, and they're, like I say, they do your garden a lot more good than they do it harm.
Mm-hmm.